the baptism and the anointing. We must again consider the descent of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. We have seen it only historically. We must study the writings of the Apostle Paul to learn the full dispensational meaning of the glorious event. We beg the reader to deliberately and carefully note what follows. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Ephesians 4, verses 4 through 6. The baptism in the Spirit and the anointing with the Spirit are not the same. The baptism was God's sovereign act. It occurred once for all. There is but one baptism, Ephesians 4, verse 5. The anointing with the Spirit is personal and is received by faith in God's promise. The whole church was baptized in the Spirit once and all at one time, but individuals receive the anointing as they believe for it. John the Baptist announced that Jesus should baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, Matthew 3 verse 11 and Luke 3:16. Then later, Jesus announced, "Ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence," Acts 1 verse 5. These announcements were fulfilled on the day of Pentecost. It was then that the one baptism took place. In 1 Corinthians 12:13, the Apostle Paul explains the nature, purpose, and extent of that one baptism. Note exactly the wording of the original. "For also in one Spirit we all into one body were baptized, whether Jews or Greeks, whether bondmen or free, and all into one Spirit were given to drink." This is typified in Leviticus 23:17 by the two waved loaves, the first fruits unto the Lord, that is, the Jewish and Gentile believers, Acts 2 verses 1 through 11, 10 verses 44 through 46. These were, on the day of Pentecost, baptized into one loaf, one body, 1 Corinthians 10:17, Revised Version. That is, all believers on Jesus, Jews and Gentiles, for all this church age were by that Pentecostal baptism constituted as one body. To make this clearer, God calleth those things which be not as though they were, Romans 4:17. Our faith does the same thing. For example, Jesus said, "And now I am no more in the world," John 17:11. But he was still in the world. Even as God counted his Son, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, Revelation 13:8, and made to light on him the iniquity of us all, Isaiah 53:6, Revised Version. Even iniquity not yet committed by people not yet born. So God counts all believers for all this present church age as baptized in the Spirit. "By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body," writes Paul. "Therefore there is one body and one baptism," Ephesians 4 verses 4 and 5. Nowhere do we read of anyone being baptized in the Spirit after the day of Pentecost. Never. After that day, the hearers acknowledged the one baptism and by faith received the Holy Spirit, Acts 9:17 and Ephesians 5:18. They were anointed with the Spirit, 2 Corinthians 1:21 and 22, 1 John 2:20 and 27. They were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, Ephesians 1:13. Even as Jesus, our example, was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, Acts 10, verse 38. Observe the language, "were all baptized and were all given to drink." That is, all have the privilege to drink, and all were once for all baptized, but all do not drink. All who acknowledge the one baptism and take advantage of their privilege to drink actually receive the Holy Spirit or the anointing with power. Accordingly, the Spirit falls on them. They become filled with the Spirit, anointed with the Spirit, endued with power, and sealed with the Spirit. Out of them flow rivers of living water to bless others. Is it not plain that all believers on Jesus are one body in Christ? It is not by their personal reception of the Holy Spirit, but because they were all once and for all sovereignly baptized into one body. The faith that saves us gives us this standing. The Lord added to them day by day those that were being saved, Acts 2:47, Revised Version, not such as were being baptized. Mark this fact, the church is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. The definite personal reception of the Holy Spirit by faith brings us into the conscious experience, joy, and power of that standing, namely the baptism in the Spirit. Therefore, the significant question for all believers is, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? Acts 19:2. The question, have ye been baptized in the Spirit, is never once asked in Scripture. The Greek text, oh, the wondrous wisdom in the use of these two Greek words. Potizo, to give to drink, to water, to offer the drink, or to grant the privilege, refers to one acting in behalf of another, a provision. Pino, to drink up, to absorb, to take the drink or accept the offer, refers to one acting in his own behalf, an appropriation. Potizo is used by Paul, I have fed, ipotizo, potizo, to give to drink, to water, to offer the drink, or to grant the privilege, refers to one acting in behalf of another, a provision. Pino, to drink up, to absorb, to take the drink or accept the offer, refers to one acting in his own behalf, an appropriation. Potizo is used by Paul. I have epotizo, gave to drink, you with milk. I have planted, Apollos watered, epotizen, gave to drink, 1 Corinthians 3:2 and 6-7. We all into one spirit were given to drink, 1 Corinthians 12:13. Pino is used by Jesus, who said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Pineto, John 7, verse 37. It is also used by Paul, the earth with which drinketh in hath drunk, Revised Version, the rain, Hebrews 6, 7. Compare Matthew 27, verses 34 and 48. Greek text differences. Potizo refers always to God or to one acting for him. All were given by God the privilege to drink. The Corinthians were given milk by Paul and water by Apollos that was wholly independent of the people. God sovereignly poured his Spirit upon all flesh, Joel 2:28. That is, he gave all to drink. He gave all his ancient people, Israel, the privilege of receiving the Holy Spirit. Later we read, then hath God given to the Gentiles repentance unto life, Acts 11, verse 18, and the privilege of receiving the Holy Spirit. Did all Israel drink? Did they all receive the outpoured Holy Spirit? Did all the Corinthians drink the milk that Paul gave them and the water that Apollos gave them? Have all the Gentiles repented? Emphatically, no. God potizoed us, set the water before us by pouring out the Holy Spirit, but we must come thirstily and pino the Holy Spirit, who has already been so graciously potizoed to us and in whom we all have been once baptized. God could not pino drink for us any more than we could potizo provide the drink. We shall be greatly helped by a closer study of 1 Corinthians 12:13. Here, both the baptism and the watering, giving to drink, are past tense. They both occurred at the same time and at the same place, namely the day of Pentecost. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13. Note the difference between them. We all were baptized. They were not given to be baptized. They were actually baptized, both Jews and Gentiles. Although the Gentiles were not actually there, they were represented as proselytes, Acts 2:10. They were all watered or given to drink. They were not drinked. Furthermore, it was by the baptism and not by the watering that the Jews and the Gentiles were made one body. All were baptized into one body. The one Spirit was offered to all. Therefore, all who are saved are in the one body, whether they know it or believe it or not. The Lord added to them, which is the body of Christ, day by day those that were being saved, not such as were being baptized. Acts 2, verse 47, Revised Version. But not all who have been watered or given to drink actually drink or receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:14. Hence, they are not all walking in the one Spirit. Observe further that there were no Greeks among the 120 who were filled with the Spirit at Pentecost, except as stated above. Those were all Israelites. Yet the Apostle Paul here declares that both Jews and Greeks were embraced in that one baptism, just as truly and in the same sense as God saw all believers die with Christ and rise with him to walk in newness of life, Romans 6:4, and be seated with him in the heavenlies, so he saw all believers, Jew and Gentile, in one Spirit, once for all baptized into one body. In the death of Christ, all the old creation died. Because we thus judge that one died for all, therefore all died, 2 Corinthians 5:14, Revised Version. In his resurrection, all believers, the new creation, arose. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. For by grace are ye saved. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6. Exactly so, this new creation of Jews and Greeks was made one body by the one baptism. For as the body, our physical body, is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:12. Christ's spiritual body. The head, Jesus Christ, is in heaven, and the body is partly in heaven and partly on earth. Then the following verse explains how this came about. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 12 and 13. Two serious blunders. Because teachers do not see this truth, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, two serious errors have crept in. First, those who do not by choice receive the Holy Spirit are said not to be in the body. Where are they then? Second, some say we are saved and filled at the same time, or if we are not anointed with the Spirit, we are not born again. Such teachings tend to destroy the body of Christ and unchristianize some of its members or place them in the world. It becomes unanswerably evident that the moment I accept Christ as my Savior, I am in Christ, a member of the body of Christ, and eligible for the anointing with the Holy Spirit. Paul's question then confronts me. Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? Do I acknowledge the one baptism, and have I drunk for myself of the Spirit's fullness? Have I personally appropriated what Calvary purchased and Pentecost provided for me? Yes. Hallelujah. Calvary put away my sins. I believe it and have peace. Calvary put me away also because our old man was crucified with him. Romans 6:6, Revised Version. I believe it. God raised me up from the tomb with his Son. I believe that too. Thus reckoning, I have victory over sin in my flesh. Pentecost brought me power and gave me a place in Christ's body. I believe these facts. I definitely receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3:14. The Comforter comes to dwell in my mortal frame, which is the temple of the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:19. God gave me to drink. I dare to drink to overflowing.